This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A powerful explosion apparently caused by a natural gas leak killed at least 18 people, including a pregnant woman and a child in the Cuban capital of Havana Friday, and injured dozens more when it blew away outer walls from a luxury hotel in the heart of the Cuban capital. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited the site on Friday and tweeted afterward that the blast was an accident, not, in his words, a bomb or an attack. Díaz-Canel told reporters that more than 50 people were hospitalized after the blast, including some children. He said families in buildings near the hotel affected by the explosion had been transferred to safer locations. There were no tourists in the hotel, he said, which was under renovation. Cuban state television reported that the blast was caused by a truck that had been supplying natural gas to the hotel. It did not provide details on how the gas ignited. Cuba's national health minister said the number of injured could rise as the search continues for people who may be trapped in the rubble of the 19th century building. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Friday the new U.S. weapons package worth $150 million for Ukraine's fight to repel Russia's invasion. According to a senior U.S. official, the package includes 25,000 artillery rounds, counter-artillery radars used for detecting the source of enemy fire, electronic jamming devices, and spare parts. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday's new batch brings the total value of U.S. weaponry sent by the Biden administration to Ukraine to $3.8 billion since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. You can keep up with all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting that Russian President Vladimir Putin will send what it called a doomsday message to the West on May 9th at an event marking the 77th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. Speaking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday that a virtual meeting among members of the G7 and the president of Ukraine will occur just before Russia's so-called Victory Day on Monday.
The day before Russia's Victory Day, which President Putin has certainly projected his desire to mark that day as a day where he is victorious over Ukraine. Of course, he's not. While he expected to be marching through the streets of Kyiv, that's obviously not what is going to happen.
U.S. President Joe Biden and the rest of the G7 leaders, plus Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, are meeting virtually to discuss Western support for the country in its struggle against Russia's invasion. The World Food Program has received $26.4 million from the European Union to provide food assistance to people affected by the conflict in Ukraine and for displaced people from Ukraine in the Republic of Moldova. WFP says over 7.7 million people are displaced inside Ukraine, and almost half of the people in the country are worried about finding enough to eat. A judge in the U.S. state of Georgia has ruled that U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is qualified to run for re-election. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has accepted the judge's findings. Greene will be on the ballot. A group of voters filed a complaint saying Greene should be barred from running for re-election under a seldom invoked provision of the 14th Amendment having to do with insurrection. She has been a staunch ally of former President Donald Trump and has claimed the 2020 election was stolen. But at a hearing last month, Greene was asked about the Capitol riot.
I only knew what I was told. I'd heard a gunshot. We all heard it. And we were so confused. We thought Antifa was breaking in or BLM.
Greene calls the challenge an unprecedented attack on free speech, elections, and the voter. I'm Ed Donahue.
Starbucks Corporation has asked for a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration after unionized workers talked to White House officials on Thursday. Starbucks said in a letter that most of its employees do not want to be members of a union. In the letter, dated Thursday and released Friday, the company said it was deeply concerned that the Workers United organization, organizing hundreds of U.S. Starbucks locations, was invited to the meeting, while official Starbucks representatives were not. The White House has declined to comment. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.